Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, in the past few minutes, Pete Hegseth, the US Secretary of War, has been speaking to the press on that tanker seizure. This is what he had to say at an impromptu doorstep in Washington.
Because two oil tankers, two overnight, were seized by the United States of America, stateless or sanctioned, because the oil blockade, the quarantine of oil out of unsanctioned or stateless, sanctioned or stateless vessels, continues. That leverage will continue, as Secretary Rubio outlined. So our military is prepared to continue this. As he said, the president, when he speaks, he means it. He's not messing around. We are an administration of action to advance our interests, and that is on full display. We're happy to brief the House.
Yeah, he means it. He means that we are an administration of action. That was Pete Hegseth there. Now, U.S. Secretary of State, back to other activities with the U.S. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has just confirmed that the United States will speak to Denmark next week about Greenland. This comes as the White House refused to rule out the use of military force to take over the island, although Rubio has said that his preferred option was to purchase the island, which is part of Denmark. Michael Barrett, editor of The Local Denmark, joins me now from Denmark. You're very welcome, Michael.
Hi, Katie.
How is all of this going down in Denmark?
Concerned, I think, is a good word to describe the reaction here. I think maybe people are probably trying not to think about it too much. Generally concerned about what this is going to mean for Denmark and also more broadly, internationally, for the security situation. The Danish Prime Minister stated that any US military annexation of Greenland would be the end of everything, and that's in reference to NATO security cooperation. And so this is obviously something that would concern a lot of countries, but it feels very immediate in Denmark when it's the country's own Prime Minister saying it, and when it's Denmark that's kind of immediately affected. Having said that, Denmark is one thing, and another thing is Greenland, because essentially it's the Greenlanders that matter here. And the Prime Minister in Greenland's been urging calm, and you can imagine the sense of fear about what could happen and what could happen imminently there.
Indeed. And President Trump saying that America needs Greenland for security reasons, but there is a pre-existing agreement between the countries.
Yeah, and the argument by Trump that this is needed for security purposes has been rejected by the Danish government. It's kind of twofold, this claim. Trump is saying that there's Russian and Chinese ships up along the Greenlandic coast. And this is a claim that doesn't align with shipping data or with observations by Greenlandic vessels. And with regard to U.S. Security in Greenland itself, where the U.S. already has full access to Greenland, there's a treaty that's been in place for decades, since 1951, between Denmark and Greenland, between Denmark and the US, which actually obliges the United States to help Denmark defend itself and defend Greenland if attacked. What that treaty means is that the US can already put as many troops and bases on Greenland as they want to. This is a treaty that was used quite a lot in the Cold War, and there were thousands of US troops in Greenland during that period, and there's still a base there today. So the argument that Greenland has to become American for security purposes kind of falls down completely when you consider this treaty and the fact that they already have full access, as much access as they could ever want, to putting security on Greenland.
And so what is the analysis locally there in Denmark, Michael, about what Trump is really after then, if it's not about a security issue?
Well, the argument is that it's perhaps related to Greenland's natural resources and minerals. It could just be a status thing as well. We can go back several years to when Trump first said that he wanted to take over Greenland during his first term in office. So perhaps there's some sort of personal pride in it for Trump. But the point that the Danish government is making at the moment is that if the US wants increased security in Greenland, Denmark is happy to cooperate with them. Greenland is happy to cooperate them, but it needs to be done through the right channels, and they need to talk to them directly. And that's why the two foreign ministers of Denmark and Greenland have requested this meeting with the US Secretary of State, which, as you just mentioned, has now been agreed to. So we'll perhaps see if anything comes from that.
Indeed. OK, we leave it there for now. Michael Barrett, editor of The Local Denmark, many thanks for that.